The aggressive intent of U.S. imperialism has been clearly shown by War Secretary Mattis's testimony before the U.S. Congress. Mattis condemned both Russia and China for challenging America's military dominance with technical advances, placing the international order under assault, end quote. According to Washington, anybody who seeks independence from its domination challenges the, quote, international order it has established to maintain global hegemony. The U.S. has the right to prowl the world, challenging anyone who doesn't submit to its dictates. But any nation that seeks to protect its sovereignty and develop a credible land, sea, and air defense against U.S. aggressiveness is seen as a threat. It is the U.S. and its allies which impose sanctions, declare embargoes, destabilize nations, sponsor insurgency, and intervenes militarily to assert its control over the international order, not the likes of Russia or China. It is the U.S. that challenges other nations in their own backyards far from its shores, not Russia or China, neither of which have their militaries stationed in America's backyard. According to Mattis, Russia and China must acknowledge U.S. military superiority in order for them to have a positive relationship with the hegemon. Otherwise, they become pariah states, which must be subverted. Rather than seeking accommodation with Russia and China by acknowledging their core strategic interests, it is the U.S. that challenges them, not the other way around. But to the U.S., any nation that defends itself against U.S. imperialism challenges its core national interests. Like the Borg in Star Trek, any nation that challenges the Empire must be defeated and assimilated. The U.S. constantly threatens nations like the DPRK, North Korea, and then condemns them for seeking to defend themselves. Democratic Iran is accused of sponsoring terrorism, while its accusers arm and train terrorists throughout the world. For the U.S. and its allies, black is white and white is black. They disingenuously accuse others of what they themselves do.